Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this Moiriri Honganji White Way Byakudo radio program. This morning, I would like to share with you about human life and the Jodo Shinshu Nembutsu life, Shinran's way. As you know, we each have only one life to live, and human beings all live with hope. The hope is for happiness. However, in our human life, hope does not always happen as we wish. So in life, there are many hard and difficult times. The most difficult one is when our loved ones pass away and we say our final goodbyes to that person. We can always go and see someone if they are still living, even if they are far away. But once a person passes away, we cannot see the person anymore in this world. No matter how much we may miss on some person, can never return to us again in the same form. In a world filled with superstition and misunderstanding, we often live a life of suffering and fear, believing in superstition and worrying about unnecessary things. About 2,500 years ago, Shakyamuni Buddha taught us, everything in the world arises, changes, and precious. Nothing remains constant for even a single moment. But it is very difficult to hear this truth. Shinran Shonin, founder of Jodo Shinshu sect, was born in 1173 in Kyoto, Japan, and in 1181, when he was 9 years old, he entered the priesthood. Then for 20 long years, he studied Buddhism at Mount Hiei. When he was 28 years old, he met Honen Shonin and studied Pure Land Buddhism. He was very wise, honest, kind and gentle. He left us many important books and letters. Through his compassionate guidance, many, many people are able to lead very happy and meaningful lives. He shared Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion and made it easy to understand. His teaching was not from teacher to student, but from person to person. He said, under the Buddha Dharma, we are all brothers and sisters, Ondobo, Ondogyo. How wonderful. If Shinran Shonin had not been born into this world, it would be very hard to understand Buddha's teachings and Amida Buddha's saving power, Hongan Riki, the other power. He said, Amida Buddha's compassion is like the mother who tenderly carries her baby that cannot live on its own. Amida Buddha's wisdom is like the father who gently holds the hand of his child who cannot yet walk on his own. As you know, the child calls out mom and dad. But mom is not the mother's name. Also, dad is not father's name. Mom and dad are names for the child to call their parents. In this name, mom and dad, which is easy to call out, there is included in it the parent's kindness, deep love, and effort to their suffering for the sake of their child's happiness. That is why calling out mom or dad brings a feeling of peace and happiness to a child at any time and at any place, whether alone or not. When Jodo Shinshu Buddhists recite Nembutsu and call out Namo Amida Butsu, we do not call out Namo Amida Butsu in an effort to find our Hotoke-sama, nor does the Hotoke-sama appear before us just because we recite the Nembutsu to grant us or wishes. As Shinran Shōnin teaches us, Amida Buddha is always with us and assures all of us salvation in the Pure Land, even those of us who do not call out his name and are not able to think, say, or do pure and beautiful deeds all the time. When we hear and understand Shinran Shōnin's teachings of such a wonderful Hotoke-sama, Oya-sama, we cannot help but spontaneously call out Namo Amida Butsu in gratefulness and with deep joy. It is this kind of spontaneous and joyous calling out that comes from the true heart of our Nembutsu followers. Shinran Shōnin enjoys us at this realization that the calling out Namo Amida Butsu was through the power of Hotoke-sama's compassion and not because of his own thought or effort. One of our greatest joy in being born human is this realization that Amida Buddha is always watching over us and that we can truly live this one life of Nembutsu, happily, alive, without worries from superstition and bad luck. Let each of us be thankful that we are able to hear the Buddha's teachings and be embraced his compassion. Namo Amida Butsu.